This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks very much for joining us. Iran says Saudi Arabia is seeking to cover up its failure in the war against Yemen by making false and baseless accusations against others. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman says such allegations are in line with Saudi warmongering policies, which could be prosecuted. Behram Qasemi added that Riyadh and its allies have faced a catastrophic defeat due to the resistance of the Yemeni people. Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps has also said Saudi Arabia is trying to distract global attention from its crimes in Yemen by making allegations against Iran. On Monday, the Saudi-led coalition accused the Islamic Republic of targeting Riyadh by smuggling weapons for Yemen's Ansarullah movement. It also pledged to defend itself in the face of what it described as Tehran's support for those forces. Joining us live now from New York is Dr. Nasir Al-Mahri, who is an author and political commentator. Dr. Al-Mahri, what do you make of the Saudi accusations against Iran vis-a-vis supplying the Ansarullah specifically with missiles?
Well, it's hard for me to understand the Saudi regime's logic. If this is a war, if you have been targeting the Houthis and if you have been killing Yemenis in a war, and then they respond to you, then that they are defending themselves. You have been killing them on their own soil, in their own country. And these are Yemenis, and you are Saudi, and you are killing them. Say what you want about the Houthis, but these are Yemenis. So now they fight back, and all of a sudden, you accuse Iran of helping them. So what if the Houthis try to get weapons to fight back? Let's say that they purchase these weapons, or they get. So what? You are killing them. That's one point. The other thing is, you are already doing to them the worst that you could do to them. You are fighting and killing them. So now, if you want to fight, go ahead and win that fight if you can. So that logic is very strange. To try to drag Iran into this is a strange logic. You are fighting these people, and they are fighting back. So you either win or you go to the negotiations table and you find a solution to this. This is really very, very hard to understand.
Dr. Al-Mahri, then the question is why? Why try to bring Iran into this? Is this a deflectionary tactic to try to deflect from the war?
Well, they are losing the war. And in the history of wars, you cannot fight people on their own soil and win. So they are losing. This war is entering its fourth year, and they haven't achieved their objectives. And the Houthis are not going anywhere. These are Yemenis. And therefore, they're trying to get more countries involved in this, thinking that this will make it better for them, or the United Nations, or Saudi Arabia. They are dragging the region into a bigger war because of their policies. You left Yemen to starve when you were playing with hundreds of billions of dollars. You could have helped your neighbors, which you seem to care so much about, and then they wouldn't have the government wouldn't have collapsed. But that logic doesn't seem to penetrate the Saudi regime, nor the American policymakers, who are unfortunately following the Saudi regime, who are dragging the region into a regional war, as it seems.
As a final thought, then, Dr. Al-Mahri, what kind of effect do you think those missiles fired towards Riyadh and other places have had or will have? I imagine that comes into the calculations of the Saudi people and how they feel about this war too.
Well, this is devastating. When you have missiles landing on Saudi civilians and killing people, and you have claimed that the war is about to end, the Houthis are on the run. And that doesn't seem to be the case. This is embarrassing. It's destroying Saudi Arabia, and the people of Saudi Arabia are sick and tired of paying for a war against the Yemeni people who have not invaded Saudi Arabia.
All right, Dr. Al-Mahri, we'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time to speak to us here at Press TV.
Thank you.